Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is an early call. This was on my mind, so I had to get it off my chest. And today is about being a label whore. Yes, I said a label whore. A label whore is someone that has to have name brand. Okay, I understand that we like nice things, and everyone should like nice things. But when it's a problem when you're a label whore and you're constantly broke and don't know why, a lot of times we can go to our closet and look around and see nothing but name brand everywhere. Everywhere. Whether it's Tommy, Louis, Gucci, Rockaware, whatever. Now, I don't have a problem with name brand, especially on my feet. But if it's really name brand, I'm gearing more to the comfort of the shoe. I like comfort. As I get older, I realize it's about comfort. It's not about a name. Like, as I get older, it's no knock to Michael Jordan, but I don't really care for Jordans. I have Jordans now, and I'm slowly giving them away because I don't play basketball, and when I step out, I want to be comfortable. It's all about comfort. So I don't care what the name is. It needs to be comfortable to me, for my health, for my feet, for my body. Now, a lot of you people wear, say for instance, Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger. And some of you have heard me say this before. Ralph Lauren initials is RL. Tommy Hilfiger initials are TH. So a lot of people will wear a hoodie or a shirt with RL on it. It might be a t-shirt with RL, and you might pay $40 for that t-shirt. Let's say $40. But you're not really paying $40 for a nice shirt. You're paying to wear his initials on the shirt or on the hoodie. So, I'm going to do this. If you're listening to me, and you can prove to me that you wear a hoodie with RL, a hoodie with TH, I'm going to design you a hoodie with your initials up there. Because your initials should mean just as much as Tommy Hilfiger, Sean John, Ralph Lauren, or whatever. But some people have to have a name brand, something known. And a lot of people that got to wear a name brand, everywhere they go, they're broke. A lot of times when people wear a name brand, they're trying to impress people that they don't like, or they want to feel better than the next person. I could say this because of how I grew up around it. But now, where I live, whatever, I'm not rich, but I'm in a better situation. I don't see that. I don't see a lot of that. But when I go back to where I'm from, I see it a lot. Is people want to floss and really don't have anything. And see, being a label whore, when it comes to clothes, that's a main reason why a lot of people are not financially in a better situation. It's like they think that they have a lot of bills. And I'm speaking on some people that I know. They think that they have a lot of bills, but they really don't. But if you go to their closet, it's name brand from wall to wall. And it makes no sense. Because you are stepping out in the public to impress everyone. But when you go back home or to your apartment or wherever, you're still broke. You still don't have anything. And I was reading a book and I heard this. And it said, a man that has all the money, he's still broken. Because sometimes he don't have anything else but money. He don't have friends. He don't have people to talk to. But he have money to show off. But he don't have any good people around him. So, that's the thing. Being a labor whore. And if you are, you should stop it. And if you stop it, you will see the increasement in your bank account within months. You will see it right away. Just like now, I'm gonna tell y'all some things that I do. I'll order a plain sweatsuit and I'll put my initials on it. And I'm more happier when that I spent maybe $35, put my initials up there on the whole pants and hoodie. I'm more happier than that. I remember days wearing a Nike sweatsuit or a Jordan sweatsuit, and I'm paying close to $200. Yes, I did that. But now that I look back at it, it's stupid. As I've become a more wiser adult, it's stupid. But people still do it. And I don't knock people that do it, but it don't make a lot of sense. And if you stop doing it, trust me, you would never be going around saying that you're broke, because your bank account will get larger. It will get larger. Some people, like I said, all they have is expensive clothes. They don't have nothing else going on in life. Expensive clothes. But you need to know this. Don't let those clothes make you who you are. You make the clothes. Don't put something on and feel like you look better because you're wearing Sean John or Dolce & Gabbana or whatever the name brand is. Don't put something on and feel like, okay, now that I got this on, I look better. No, you look better. You're making the clothes look better. That's the mindset that you need to be in. Because I look good, I'm going to make this product look even better. So, hopefully, if you're in the sounds of my voice, you're ready to take on that challenge of not buying name brand. Being okay with just wearing a regular t-shirt. Or being okay with just wearing a regular hoodie. I mean, your hoodie don't have to match. Just because you have Nikes or Air Jordans on, you don't have to have a Nike or Air Jordan hoodie. You're just trying to impress other people that don't give a damn about you. But you want to look nice. And you can look nice with regular clothes on. You can go to Target right now and pick out an outfit and look nice. And I mean, it is easier for women to do it than men. But fellas, I'm telling you, you can go to Target and look nice. And don't break your wallet. It's easy to do. You just should go out there and try it. Now, this podcast right here, I just hope somebody has made this change. But like I said, if you can prove to me that you're wearing something name brand with initials on it, I will make or design you a hoodie or a t-shirt with your initials on it. That's the challenge. And you can get with me through Facebook, message me. I mean, I'm on Twitter at Gerald Brown, Facebook. I mean, you can figure out to message me and I will design you a hoodie if you're walking around here stunting with a hoodie with somebody else's name. All you're doing is promoting them. What are they doing for you? Most of the time, people would never meet that person, but you will walk around and promote their stuff over paying for something that you could have saved some money and wore something with your initials on it. All right, this week in the news, this is a problem. Well, first of all, black man died in Memphis in the care of 5 African-American officers. Now, black people, we need to be upset just like we would be if it was 5 white officers. But I don't see or hear of too many people being upset. It happened in Memphis. Look the story up. Next story, it was a white policeman having sex with other police officers. I think she slept with about 7 guys. 5 of the guys was fired. Now, I understand that they shouldn't be having sex on the job, but why were the 5 guys fired for having sex with this white lady? And when officers kill a person, most of the time, they kill an unarmed black man, they're on paid leave. You can have sex with an officer, nobody's harmed, and lose your job. But 90% of the time, officer kills a black man, he's on unadministrative paid leave. I just don't understand. America, we is like, we got to do better. I don't understand. But it's just my thoughts. Thank you for listening.